feeble-looking woman, and she was invited by the United States to speak.
还不到三十岁。
She was not even 30.
美国国会的人见她。
The congressman invited her.
她在印尼为不义的事情奋斗的记录，他们要知道。
They wanted to know how she fought for righteousness in Indonesia.
那么两个月前
，Two months ago，
她突然收到一封信。
Suddenly she received a letter.
她领到了 Yap Tiam Hin Award。
She received the Yap Tiam Hin Award.
Yap Tiam Hin 是世界著名的印尼的法律专家。
This person is a famous legal expert in Indonesia.
是基督徒。
He is a Christian.
为社会公正，为法律奋斗到死。
For righteousness, he fought till he died.
这个老法律家曾经参加过我的神学讲座。
And this person has once attended my theological seminar.
他不是我的教会的人。
He does not belong to my church.
报纸上看见我讲到关于这个理性、信仰与真理的那一次的讲座。
But in the newspaper, he realized that I have a seminar about reason, truth, and the faith.
他自己打电话给我。
And he called me.
啊，唐牧师，我可以不可以参加你的讲座
？He said, Reverend Tong, can I attend your seminar?
我说无人欢迎。
I said, please come.
这么大的人物
，such an important person.
他参加了以后
，after he attended,
第二年
，the second year,
我们就讲一个讲座，就是审判义罪与上帝的审判。
We talk about sin and the judgment of God.
那个题目更适合于他来听，因为关于法律的问题，不是神永恒的处理的问题。
It was a more suitable topic for him because it got to do with law and how God treats.
可惜那个讲座以前不久他离开世界。
But he passed away before that.
他就像诺贝尔一样，虽然钱不多，就设立 Yap Tiam Hin 的奖金。
But he set up a foundation.
每年就发给那些真正对社会公益有贡献的。
And every year he gave money to those who actually contributed to the society.
那么今年就发给我一个会友，年轻的女孩子。
And this year it landed on this young lady.
所以我请她做见证。
And so I asked her to give a testimony.
她站起来。
She stood up.
很感动的。
And was very moving.
刚刚四个月前，她丈夫死了。
Four months ago, her husband died.
盲肠爆炸发炎，几天里面就死了。
From appendicitis.
她留下一个孩子给她。
With a child.
她哭得要命。
She was.
她那个时候根本不相信她的丈夫死，上帝会这样对待她。
She kept weeping and did not believe that God would treat her in this way.
所以她说不要埋葬他，我相信他会复活。
She said, "Do not bury him. I know he will be resurrected."
几天以后，整个身体发臭了，她才知道她信仰错了。就埋葬掉他。
And she buried him after he had started to smell.
我就很担心他信仰会完全崩溃。
I was worried that she would lose her faith.
不但没有崩溃。
But it did not happen.
神保守他。
The Lord guided her.
继续祷告。
And we
prayed. 靠着主。
And by the Lord.
最困难的中间。
In the midst of difficulties.
一个不到三十岁的人。
A person who is not even 30.
寡妇的身份侍奉主，养大孩子，在社会为公义作战。
As a widow, she got to bring up her child and still fight for righteousness in the society.
不但如此
，Not only that，
前几个月
，Few months ago，
他决定进到神学院再来进修。
She decided to go to the seminary to study。
一方面的社会成长
，So that while she is fighting in the society，
一方面又是真的靠装备自己。
She wants to equip herself with the word of God。
我想每一个人看到他站在那边的脸孔表情，你都会很受感动。
I'm sure you will be moved if you were there witnessing this.
我说这种华人在印尼有多少呢
？How many Chinese are like that in Indonesia?
华人的毛病就是除了钱什么都不知道。
The problem with Chinese is that we are not concerned about money.
除了钱什么都不关怀。
We are not concerned about anything else.
所以呢，华人被人讨厌不是没有理由的。
And so indeed, there are people who are against the Chinese.
如果一个少数民族
，for a minority race，
为站定立场，为多数民族的困难征战。他的少数民族的地位自己吃小。
If they are able to fight for the benefit of the majority in poverty, surely their status will be elevated.
You are no more minority.
所以你就不当变成少数民族。
You need not to care about your minority status.
你就不会为着自己是少数民族而担忧。
Because you are accepted by the majority, because.You're fighting for the majority.
因为如果你为多数民族来征战的话，你必然会被他们接受。
全世界的华人单单明白这几句话，命运就改变了。
If the Chinese in the world understand these few sentences, their destiny would have been changed.
这是很简单的道理。人的思想浮躁到变成笨，连最简单的都不明白。
Such a simple theory, it is so ignorant of us not to know it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这个人为公义征战。
This person fought for righteousness.
感动许多许多的。
And it moved many people.
那么，公义的征战
，the fight for righteousness，
是在黑暗与义的中间的勇敢
，comes about because of the courage between darkness and righteousness.
这是一个必须
It is a necessity.
是一个不能除掉的东西。
Something that cannot be gotten rid of.
所以当我代表基督教跟一个和尚、一个法师代表佛教讲关于基督教对战争的问题的时候
，And so in the seminar on war, when I represent Christianity and had a dialogue with a monk,
我听得很清楚，这个法师讲以暴制暴，暴不能止，这是释迦牟尼的教训。
I heard clearly that the monk said that we cannot solve the problem of violence with violence.
是不是等于说不需要征战呢
？Does that mean that we ought not to have war?
不需要报复呢
？Or we ought not to have vengeance?
不需要审判呢
？And no judgment.
只要爱心慈悲就不需要公义呢
？If we have love and mercy, we need not have justice.
若是这样的话
，If this were the case,
为什么还有地狱的存在在佛教的观念里面
？Why is there a concept of hell within Buddhism?
要刑罚不对的。
Why is there judgment?
要消灭犯恶的。
Why is the concept of destroying the evil?
比如说还有18层地狱的观念。
And you have 18 layers of hell.
这些东西都隐藏着不可除掉的，就是义与不义之间的征战一定要存在。
All this tells us that implicit in there, there is a necessity for the existence of the conflict.
等他讲完了以后
，After he finished，
轮到我讲。
When it was my turn to speak，
我说基督教从来没有鼓励战争。
I said that Christianity has never encouraged warfare.
基督教也从来没有一节圣经反对战争。
And not a single verse is against war also.
基督教旧约里面曾经有神吩咐以色列人去消灭迦南的七个民族。
In the Old Testament, there is a recording of how the Lord ordered the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites.
但这一个事情成为许多宗教对基督教继续不断的攻击和毁谤。
And this event becomes a point of attack by many people of other faith.
岂不等于说，基督教的上帝是仇恨的上帝，是凶杀的上帝，是好血的上帝
？Does this not mean that the God of the Christians is a cruel God?
你怎么可以说基督教的上帝是爱的上帝呢？
How can we say that the God of Christianity is a God of love?
我说这一件事，上帝命令 command 以色列人去杀灭七族，才是真正上帝的爱。
I say that this ironically shows us the love of God when He commanded the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites.
为什么上帝叫以色列人去杀灭七族是上帝的爱
？Why did I say that?
因为考古告诉我们，这七族的人邪恶淫乱到一个非常绝顶的地步。
The archaeologists had told us that the Canaanites were so evil, they were evil to the extreme.
他们到他们庙里面敬拜他们的家神的时候
，When they are worshiping their idols in their temple,
敬拜的仪式到了一半就男男女女脱光衣服。
In the midst of their worship service, they will take away all their clothing.
在那里杂交，在那里轮奸。
And then they have sexual intercourse among each other.
神的公义产生。
And the righteousness of God is roused.
上帝要以色列人去毁灭这七族。
The Lord commanded the Israelites to destroy them.
这是神对人类的爱。
This is the love God has towards humanity.
否则，艾滋病不是发生在1979年。
If this were not the case, AIDS would not have started in 1997.
早在2000年前，我们全部都没有了。
2000 years ago, you would have started.
人类早就消灭光。
And humanity would have been destroyed.
因为神爱，所以他要这个战争。
Because of the love of God, He wanted this warfare.
那么，基督教没有慈悲吗？
Does that not mean that Christianity has no mercy?
基督教的爱心吗？
Does that not mean that we have no compassion?
基督教的爱心是超过儒家、超过道家、超过佛家的。
The compassion of Christianity far surpasses that of the Buddhism or Confucianism.
孔子说：“以德报德，以智报怨。”
Confucius say that we ought to use our ethics to repay ethics and use good works to repay bad things.
With your straightness, 你的正直去配那些对你不好的人。
With straightness in your life, you should treat those who are evil towards you.
老子说不是不是，要用德去抱怨。
老子 say no, that's not the case. With a good life, you should take care of advantages.
释迦牟尼说以暴制暴，暴不能止。
Shakyamuni said you cannot solve the problem of violence with violence.
所以我们以慈悲，不是以凶暴处理事情。
And so we should have mercy and compassion.
这些宗教都不能比耶稣。
All this cannot be compared with Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说呢，你要爱你的仇敌。
Jesus Christ said you ought to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这是表示从慈悲来说，基督的爱还是最伟大的。
In other words, he had the greatest compassion.
虽然如此，
although this is the
case, 我问一个问题，
a question has been raised.
人类的历史有哪一个社会因为有宗教的存在就消灭战争的？没有事。
Which society has gotten rid of warfare because of faith?
所以战争是不能免的。
Therefore, warfare is inevitable.
因为战争是一件不能免的东西。
If warfare is inevitable,
我们不要谈高调 来除掉战争，让我们面对现实，以正确的眼里来处理。
Let us not be naive, but we should treat this problem with the correct attitude.
啊，圣灵的原则是什么呢
？What is the biblical principle towards this?
当圣灵感动施洗约翰回答这个问题的时候
，When the Holy Spirit inspired John the Baptist to answer this question.
罗马兵丁问他说：“我们做兵的要怎么行呢
？”When the Roman soldiers asked John the Baptist, "What then shall we do?"
他说：“你们这些兵丁有灾祸，去死啊！”
Did John say, "All of you should go to hell"?
怎么可以打仗呢
？How can you be in war?
圣灵感动他，他没有这样讲。
The Holy Spirit inspired him not to say this.
他提出两个原则。
He gave two principles.
你要以你所有的为满足。
You ought to be contented with what you have.
今天印尼乱七八糟。
The problem we have in Indonesia today.
做将军的人都是最贪污的。
Because the generals are most corrupt.
不以所有的为满足。
They are not contented with what they have.
依靠将军，你可以做大事情，赚大钱，分一半给他，他就变成千万富翁，你变成万万富翁，一同贪污。
And the corruption comes because you have to give them money in order to make money yourself.
约翰早就看见这是人类的问题了。
John the Baptist knew that this is a problem.
约翰说什么呢
？What did he say?
你所有的你要满足。
He told the soldiers to be contented.
第二个原则
，Second principle.
你不可以用你的武器去欺负别人。
You cannot use your weapons to suppress other people.
所以圣经没有反对战争。
The Bible is not against war.
但是圣经反对不义的战争。
But the Bible is against unjust war.
公义的战争在奥古斯丁的神学里面提出来是必须的，可以减少更多罪恶的发生。
In the theology of Augustine, a just war is necessary because it can reduce evil.
你说汤姆斯跟今天的圣经有什么关系
？You ask Reverend Tong, what is the relationship with the Bible today?
我们今天的圣经先提到历史观。
The passage today we want to talk about history first.
第二，我们提到战争观。
Secondly, the concept of war.
上帝说：“蛇啊，我要叫你与女人为仇敌，一定有征战。”
The Lord said that the serpent will be the enemy with the offspring of the woman.
你的后裔跟女人的后裔也为仇敌。
Your offspring will be enemies too.
这种战争是绝对不能免的。
So the conflict cannot be avoided.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
The offspring of the woman will crush your head.
你不是你的后裔，要伤他的脚跟。
You will strike his heel.
所以这就知道了，那个勇士中间，神已经定了，魔鬼在历史历代中间要与某一个力量做仇敌。
It means that the Lord has said that in eternity, Satan will be an enemy towards a certain force.
就是全人类的历史。
And in the whole history of humanity,
他的历史中有一个女人的后裔，最后要得胜，除掉这个魔鬼，伤他的头。
But in history itself, a certain offspring of the woman will be victorious and crush the head of the serpent.
请你注意，这里的女人后裔不是多数的，是单数的。
This is a singular offspring.
所以这个女人后裔是谁呢
？Who is this offspring?
是你吗
？Is this you?
是我吗？
你？
是亚当给赶出来以后。
After Adam was chased out of the garden,
这个一对夫妻呢，非常难堪的过活下去。
It was a difficult time for both husband and wife.
亚当就跟他的妻子同房。
Adam slept with his wife.
有夏娃慢慢肚皮就大起来了。
And she got pregnant.
过了几个月又就生了孩子出来了。
And then they had children.
哎呀，他们说我从前的伊甸给鬼给蛇骗了，现在女人后裔来了。
Another offspring of the woman is here.
所以他们就把盼望放在该隐的身上。
And they place their hope on Cain.
他们以为该隐就是女人的后裔来。
They thought that this is the offspring of the woman.
这个后裔呢，可以跟魔鬼打仗。
And this offspring can fight with the Satan.
很多做母亲的自己不敢报仇，寄望孩子替他报仇。
There are many women that want their children to have vengeance for them.
所以从小就灌输仇恨在他的长子。
And so they always take the firstborn and give him the sense of hatred.
大了，你要记得那个这边有一个字的那个人啊。
When you all remember that person who has a mark here.
那个是坏蛋，坏得不得了。
That is an evil person.
你要把功夫学好。
You must learn your kung fu.
全书学了几十道。
And your martial art.
那有一天呢，你可以把他报仇，除掉那个人，替妈妈学恨，你懂吗
？And one day you ought to take a vengeance for your mother.
你不知道你妈妈苦到什么地步，几十年记恨，差不多死不，因为你不敢死就是。
Because of you, I'm still alive. I want you to take revenge.
你把他杀死了，妈妈死的时候眼睛会闭得好好的。
If you kill him, I will be comforted when I die.
所以呢，夏娃也是一位这女人的后裔，就是该隐的。
And Eve thought that the offspring of the woman is Cain.
望子成龙，结果成虫。
But then that was not the case.
该隐长大起来不替他，变成替魔鬼做事情。
But Cain grew up to work for Satan.
哎呀，糟糕啊！怎么你是这家的，变成跑到那家去？
And he has switched allegiance.
你现在变成了同你自己的人做仇敌，你跟我们的仇敌的做朋友。
And now he befriended the enemy.
该隐把另外一个夏娃辛苦生出的孩子把他杀死。
Cain killed the other offspring of
Eve. 亚当笑灰心透顶。
Surely Adam and Eve was very disappointed.
不敢再讲生出来叫女人的后裔了。
He did not talk about offspring anymore.
所以再生再生也都是不知道什么后裔了。
And generation after generation came.
上帝啊，你的话总是很难兑现的。
Oh God, your promises are difficult to come true.
你说你吃个日子必定死，明明我吃了还活930年。
You say I eat of the fruit, I will surely die, but I live for 900 over years.
魔鬼说你吃的日子必定要亮，我一吃眼睛就亮了。
And Satan said, when I partake of the fruit, my eyes will be opened and
you'll
meet
them. 你的话跟人的理论中间藏着人的理论比较合科学，你的不合科学。
And your word is often inconsistent with the theories of man.
创造论是迷信，进化论是科学。
The theory of creation seems to be superstitious, but the theory of evolution seems to be scientific.
听到不尽心，听世界上的演讲很尽心。
When we listen to the word of God, we do not pay attention, but we listen to men, we are very attentive.
听到听得多么多，我都没有修分。
I've never had a credit point after listening to so many sermons. 到
大学去上课，每年修分一次增加。
If I go to the university, I, at least I get credit hours.
为不得我看圣经，眼睛眯成两条线。
And so when I read the Bible, I want to fall asleep.
我看报纸，特别夜总会的消息，眼睛睁得大大。
And when I read the newspaper gossip column, my eyes are open.
从起初魔鬼就说你吃了，你眼睛就会睁大的嘛。
From the very beginning, Satan predicted that.
魔鬼说你睁大什么意思？
When the Satan said your eyes are open.
吃了。
After they eat the food,
增大了
their eyes are open.
大大开起来的时候
When their eyes are open large
看不见魔鬼这个叫做增大
they cannot see
Satan 为什么呢 anymore. 因为他钱赚了他就走了
Because Satan has disappeared
他达到目的他就退了
He has fulfilled his mission
女孩子给他骗甜言蜜语把你初夜送给人家只能眼睛增大男的早就走了你再看他跟别的女人在一起
A woman often will lose their chastity towards a man who will just disappear and find another woman.
你眼睛睁大什么？
When your eyes are open, why?
不是睁大看见他的诡计。
It is not that you can see the evil scheme.
你是睁大看见永不能收拾的残局。
Your eyes are open wide to see the disaster that befallen you.
这个叫做悲剧。
And this is a tragedy.
所有的悲剧
，all tragedies，
从一个元素
，come from the same source.
就是时间一去不回头的本质下面。哀声载道，没有希望，这个叫做悲剧。
Tragedies come when there's no turning back in the time frame.
Time is a substance with a point of no return. That is time.
时间本身是不能够转回的。
Time is irreversible.
时间本身是不能够改变的。
人被造在时间里面。
When we are created within time,
我们虽然有自由
although we are free,
但我们自由在时间的过程中是永远被动永远受限制
But our freedom is passive in the progression of time
你只有痛苦
We only have pain
你就后悔
Regret
你没有盼望
We have no hope
这是亚当向犯罪以后才发现的事情
This is something Adam discovered after he has sinned
真正的盼望不会从绝望的人生命中间再产生出来
True hope cannot come from someone who is completely hopeless.
真正的盼望从神永恒的旨意在暂时中间给我们应许产生出来。
True hope can only come from the promise of God that is given to us in the temporal world.
上帝说
the Lord said,
女人的后裔
the offspring of the woman,
伤蛇的头
will crush the head of the serpent.
这是历史的转捩点。
This is a turning point in history.
整个历史过程中间真正的转机。
The true turning point in the history of man.
盼望从这里而来。
From the hope will
come from there. 但是自从对该隐失望以后
After the disappointment with Cain,
女人的后裔是谁
Who is this offspring of
woman? 怎么解释这个女人的后裔
How do we explain this?
这个单数的后裔到底在哪里
Who is this singular offspring?
过了一百两百一千两千几千年以后
Thousands of years later,
以赛亚第一个写下这句话
The prophet Isaiah wrote this.
必有童女怀孕生子
A virgin will have a son.
他的名叫做以马内利。
And he shall be called Emmanuel.
A virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
必有童女怀孕。
His name shall be called Emmanuel.
他的名将被称为以马内利。
Emmanuel 什么意思
？What is Emmanuel?
神来到人中间与我们同在。
It means God came and be with us.
这个女人的后裔不是普通的人。
The offspring of the woman is not common.
这女人的后裔是神具体在人间的那个后裔。
It is the actual presence of God.
神来到人的中间。
God came among men.
以赛亚是第一个把这个伟大的事情讲出来的。
Isaiah was the first person that to prophesy.
这件事情，耶利米讲了另外一句话。
Jeremiah said something else.
他说：“耶和华创造一件新的事情，
He said Jehovah God created something new.
女子复为男子。
And the woman will cover the man.
都是男人复为女子。
And often it's the man that will protect the woman.
但是这个女子要复为男子。
But the woman in this case will cover the man.
当然这最重要的词玛利亚身上要生出耶稣基督出来。
But of course, it predicted that Mary will give birth to Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么你说以赛亚书什么地方这样写？
Where is this in the book of Isaiah?
以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节里面告诉我们。
Chapter 7 verse 14.
因此主自己要给你个预兆。
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
就是必有童女。怀孕生子。
The virgin will have a son.
好，现在我以神学的这个立场跟你们解释一下很重要的事情。
From a theological angle, I want to explain something very important.
在希伯来文里面
，In Hebrew language,
有两个字
，There are two words.
一个叫做 Alma.
The first one is Alma.
另外一个叫做 Betula.
The other one is Betula.
那么 Alma 跟 Betula 不同在哪里
？What is the difference between these two?
一个是普通的年轻的女人。
The first one is a common young woman.
一种就是没有结过婚、没有性关系的童女。
And the other one is a virgin.
所以呢，这个字不能随便用。
You cannot just switch around.
但是你严格的看好。
From a very serious study.
在以赛亚书七章十四节所用的那个字是年轻的妇女，不是童女那个字。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 used the word young woman, not a virgin.
所以。
Therefore,
很多的圣经赶这些班的年轻的妇人要生孩子。
Many Bible translations just translated as a young woman.
所以很多人大发脾气，这是新派，这反对圣经，就攻击他们。
Many people are angry and say that this is a liberal translation.
所以他翻译的时候，从字这些翻译可以那样翻译。
But actually, from the original language, that can be done.
但是你说唐牧师，你赞成吗？
But you ask Reverend Tong, do you agree to this?
我不赞成这样翻译。
I do not agree with this translation.
那个字应当翻译成童女才对。
It should be translated as a virgin.
所以1611年的时候
，In 1611,
英国的王帝雅各 ，King James,
King James of England,
他吩咐他们翻译的时候
，When he ordered the translation of the Bible,
那些圣经学者
，The Bible scholars,
他翻译 ，For a virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
The translation is a virgin shall conceive.
到了中文和本翻译出来的时候
，When the Chinese translation was done,
照样翻译必有童女怀孕生子，名字叫做以马内利。
The translation is still the virgin shall conceive.
这个呢就没有问题了。
So we have no problem.
因为为什么呢？这样翻译有最足够的理由。
We have enough reason to translate in this way.
为什么呢
？Why?
虽然以赛亚原来用的是年轻妇人的那个字
，Although the original language was really young women.
但你说，上帝要亲自给你个大的兆头
，But God is going to give you a big idol.
就是年轻的女人生孩子
，And that is a young woman will give.
那么你怎么回答呢
？What is your
每天年轻的女子都生孩子
？It seems so common. Every day, young woman will have a child.
老的不得了会生才奇怪。
If you're very old and you consider
年轻女子生孩子什么兆头
？What's the big deal about young
woman？ 我的媳妇刚刚生孩子，年轻的。
My daughter-in-law just gave birth.
这个不应当成为一个兆头，对不对
？It shouldn't be anything extraordinary.
因为这个是大的兆头。
Since this is
上帝亲自给你的兆头
，the sign from God
表示不是普通自然里头发生的事情。
It means that it got to be unusual.
这个字应当明白，就是只是说一个童女没有结过婚的人生孩子，才叫做神的作为嘛。
We ought to understand this therefore as a virgin giving birth.
那么你说为什么有圣经不要单专用那个字呢
？Why did the Bible not then use virgin？
既然有 Alma 有 Betula 两个不同的字
，Since earlier we mentioned as Alma，
为什么不要清楚告诉我们就是童贞女生的
？Why isn't the original language？Clearly written as a virgin.
请你注意
，take note of this.
虽然在希伯来文有两个字
，although there are two words in the Hebrew language，
在希腊文的时候
，but in the Greek language，
你翻译到圣经希腊文的时候
，when the Greek translation was used，
那些翻译的人直接了解神的意思就是童贞女。
The translators knew that God's will is a virgin.
创世纪第一章
，Genesis chapter one，
是圣经
，is the Bible，
是基督教圣经的。新约的第一本
，The first book of the Bible，
里面用的字是什么
？The word used there
是 partenas，
是 partenas。
这个字呢，专用在没有结婚的童贞女的身上。
The word is used on virgins, unmarried women.
照着神的逐步启示的原则来看
By the principle of progressive revelation of God.
应当了解以赛亚书七章四十节是童贞女才对的。
We ought to understand Isaiah 7:14 as a virgin.
所以 NIV 圣经虽然翻译成 young woman,
for NIV it is translated as a young woman.
有一本 study Bible NIV 下面有一句话说 ，If it is a young woman bear a son, it loses significance.
有一个翻译本就是说如果
不是翻译本一个
注释
注读本
有一个注释说如果只是这个年轻的妇女就没有任何的意义
没有价值没有意义了
There's no purpose
所以我们应该明白是童贞女生孩子
And so we ought to affirm that it is a virgin
这样就把整个基督教的信仰跟使徒圣经变得完全配合起来了
And so we see the consistency in the Christian faith and the apostles creed
因为使徒圣经就是基督教信仰最简洁有力正确完美的表达
The Apostles' Creed is the most precise and accurate expression of the Christian faith
玛利亚受圣灵感孕
That Mary conceived because of the Holy Spirit
童贞女
And she was a virgin
透过她耶稣生下
And through her Jesus was born
所以以赛亚在耶稣以前七百年把这个预言讲出来了
Isaiah prophesied this 700 years before Jesus Christ.
马太福音的时候
By the time the Gospel of Matthew came,
天使自己来到人间
The angel himself came to us.
对约瑟说
To speak to Joseph.
不要再怀疑你的未婚妻
Do not doubt your fiancée anymore.
因为她是受圣灵感孕
Because she conceived because of the Holy Spirit.
将要生一个孩子
She will give birth to a son.
要给他起名叫做耶稣
You have to name him Jesus.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来
Because he will deliver his people from sin.
这应验先知以赛亚所说的话
To fulfill the prophecy of prophet Isaiah.
有童女怀孕生子
That a virgin will bear a son.
他的名字叫做以马内利
His name will be Emmanuel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
玛利亚怀孕不是一件对他来说一个很容易的事情
It was not easy for Mary to conceive
因为她知道她没有同房过
She knew that she was a virgin
没有跟男人发生的关系
She had no relationship with a man
没有跟男人发生关系肚皮每天大起来怎样见人
How can she face her other friends and relatives
没有一个人会相信她是清洁的
Not a single person will believe her story
所以她要被羞耻一生一世
For her the humiliation will last for the whole life
谁要背这个十字架
Who want to carry this cross?
谁愿意负这个重担
Who be willing to bear this burden?
上帝啊，最好别人吧，不要选我。
Oh Lord, select other people and not me.
这个对我羞耻终身啊。
I will have shame for the rest of my life.
玛利亚怎么回答的
？But what did Mary say?
我心尊主为大。
In my heart, I honor the Lord as great.
我灵以我的救主为乐。
My spirit is joyous in front of my Lord.
他尊主伟大到个地步。
She honored the Lord so much.
自己一生一世被毁谤羞辱也不要紧。
She was willing to be in shame for the rest of her life.
爱主到一个地步。
She loved the Lord so much.
把这种羞辱的责任当作她的喜乐。
That she was joyous to have this responsibility of shame.
玛利亚的灵性太伟大。
The spirituality of Mary was so great.
又是呢
？What about Joseph?
人家说你的未婚妻怎么肚皮越来越大
？People say that your fiance got pregnant.
一定你搞的。
Must be your fault.
他说我没有搞啊。
He said no, I didn't do anything.
讲也讲不清。
It's difficult to explain.
怎么变都变不来。
And difficult to debate.
他又不要羞辱玛利亚。
But he was not willing to humiliate her.
所以就讲给办他。
And so she thought of a matter.
我也不知道她怎么会怀孕的。
I don't know how she got pregnant.
好了，我不羞辱她。
I'm not going to humiliate her.
我也不要当这个苦。
I'm not going to have this burden.
因为我是义人。
Because I'm righteous.
既然我爱过她。
Since I love her.
现在发生这样的事情。
Since this has occurred.
我知道不是我的。
I know it is not my child.
我就暗暗丢弃她吧。
Maybe I'll just divorce her quietly.
不必再讲。
Let's not talk about this anymore.
不必再羞辱了。
No more humiliation.
这种男人是很伟大，很伟大。
He was a great man.
所以圣经说，约瑟是一个义人。
So the Bible described him as righteous.
他不要明明羞辱。
He did not want to humiliate her publicly.
暗暗他就是结束了这一段的婚姻。
But he was planning to divorce her quietly.
他解除这个婚约。
And to get rid of his marriage.
慢慢离开他。
And just leave quietly.
就在那个时候。
At that point of time.
天使给他做梦。
The angels appeared to him.
在梦中里面告诉他。
In the dream.
起过来。
Get up.
他说怀着孕。
Marry her.
她所怀的孕
，the conception
是从圣灵来
，is from the Holy Spirit.
这不是人的作为
This is not from man.
这是上帝的作为。
It is from God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
约瑟也顺服了上帝。
Joseph was submissive.
他们两个人后来受多少人的羞辱、辱骂、轻看、藐视。给人气绝，给人的吐口水，我不知道。
We do not know how much humiliation and shame both of them have to go through.
神预言的那一句话，在历史中间就这样成就了。
And the prophecy of God is fulfilled in this way.
耶和华说
，The Lord God said,
你人的后裔要与你做仇敌。
The offspring of the woman will be your enemy.
他要伤你的头。
He will crush your head.
你要伤他的脚。
And you will strike his heel.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督是女人的后裔。
Jesus Christ is the offspring of the woman.
你我是男女的后裔。
You and I are the offspring of men and women.
我们是男女结合的后裔。
We are products of men and women coming together.
我们中间没有一个人是女人的后裔。
None of them us are the offspring of a woman alone.
只有一个女人的后裔。
Only one offspring of a woman,
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ,
是女人的后裔。
He is the offspring of this woman.
就有第一次人犯罪，神就指明了历史上的事情。
From the very first incident of sin of man, the Lord prophesied the future.
耶稣降生1700年，以赛亚受圣灵感动就说了预言。
700 years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, prophesied.
当圣灵感孕玛利亚童贞灵生下耶稣的时候，神的预言就开始兑现了。
When Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit in Mary, the prophecy was fulfilled.
耶稣长大被钉十字架，神的救赎就成全了。
And after Jesus was grown and crucified, the salvation of God is fulfilled.
到了加拉太书第四章第四节的时候。
By the time we reach Galatians chapter 4 verse 4,
保罗说直至时候满足。
The apostle Paul said, until the time is fulfilled.
上帝的儿子就借着女子所生。
The son of God is born through a woman.
不是借着男女结婚而生下来。
Not through the marriage of a man and a woman.
而是生在律法以下。
He was born within the law.
女子所生。
Through a woman.
我要把我们从罪中间拯救出来。
To deliver us from sin.
从律法的中间拯救出来。
To deliver us from the constraint of the law.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我想今天我把这个事情交代得很清楚了。
I am very clear about what to say about this.
我最后要讲的告诉你。
The last thing I will say.
你说唐牧师我还很难接受。
You say Reverend Tong, it's still difficult for me to accept.
一个没有结婚的人怎么会生孩子？
How can a person who is not married have a child?
这是众宗教中独一的宗教提到救赎主是这样来的。
This is unique among all faith.
我还是很难接受。
It is still difficult for me.
我要告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
做这件事的不是约瑟，不是玛利亚。
The person who accomplished this is not Joseph or Mary.
做这件事的也不是以利赛亚的能力，不是保罗的权柄。
Not by the power of Isaiah or the Apostle Paul.
是神自己做的。
It was done by God himself.
我可以接受耶稣是童贞女生的吗？
Can I accept that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary?
可以。
Yes, I can.
你真正相信神的全能。
If you truly understand the almighty power of God,
那么你信是合理。
It is right for you to believe.
你不信是奇怪的。
And it will be strange for you not to believe.
所以信仰的偏差就从神论的偏差产生出来。
All the problems of faith starts with the problem of the doctrine of God.
当你对神的了解错误的时候，
When you have a wrong understanding of God,
没有任何一个教义你不会错误。
Not a single doctrine will be right with you.
对神的教义对。
But when you understand correctly the doctrine of God,
接受他无误的启示，
you will understand his revelation to be errorless.
你接受他绝对全能的应用，
you will accept his sovereign power.
你绝对他的历史上的引导，
you will accept his guidance in history.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么我今天用最后用逻辑告诉你，
Let me use logic to tell you this.
神造人在世上，
That when God made man on earth,
把耶稣基督道成肉身为人生在地上，
Until Jesus Christ came as man,
一共用四个办法。
There are four methods he used.
只有四个办法，
Only four methods.
没有第五个办法，
No fifth method.
就是这四个神亲手做的办法。
These are four unique methods of God.
第一，
Firstly,
无男无女造亚当。
He made Adam and Eve made Adam without any man or woman.
God created Adam without a man, without a woman. 神无男无女造亚当。
Adam was made without a man or woman.
大家说一二三，神无男无女造亚当。第二，神 用男不用女造夏娃。大家说，神用男不用女造夏娃。
Eve was made with a man, without a woman.
亚当睡的时候。
When Adam was asleep,
神把他的肋骨拿一条出来。
God took his rib,
拿出来以后就造了夏娃。
And then Eve was made.
那当他起来的时候。
When he awoke,
他就说夏娃是我骨中的骨，是我肉中的肉。
He said that Eve is the flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone.
这第二个办法。
The second method.
无男无女造亚当。
Adam was made without a man, without a woman.
有男无女造夏娃。
Eve was made with a man, without a woman.
两种，第三种。
The third method.
有男有女造唐松龙。
With man and a woman, Stephen Tong was created.
有男有女造你我。
And you and I were created with a man and a woman.
所以三个都有，只一个办法没有用过。
Only one method left.
什么办法呢？
Which method would it be?
无男有女生耶稣。大家说。
Without a man, with a woman, Jesus was born.
所以你说这个不可能吗？
Is this not possible?
上帝可以用四种办法叫人生在地上。
With four methods, men were created.
第四种办法
The fourth one
是唯一用在耶稣的身上。
Was only used on Jesus Christ.
难道他没有权利？
And certainly he has a right to do so.
他是女人的后裔。
He is the offspring of the woman.
不是偶然发生的历史事件。
Not a...historical fact that happened by chance.
起初指明幕后的事的上帝早就讲
了。This is something that's predicted by God from the very beginning.
我再念一次。
I say this again.
有你们跟着我。无男无女造亚当。
Adam from no woman.
有男无女造夏娃。
Eve with a man without a woman.
有男有女生你我。
With a man and a woman, both you and I.
无男有女生耶稣。
Without a man, with a woman, Jesus Christ was born.
大家说。无男无女造亚当，有男无女造夏娃，有男有女生你我，无男有女生耶稣。你只能说感谢上帝。
You can only say thanks be to God.
智慧伟大无边。
Your wisdom is indeed so great.
你的聪明是测不透的。
Your intelligence is without that cannot be fathomed.
我顺服你。
I am willing to submit to you.
因为你是我的主。
Because you are my Lord.
借着女人后裔。
With the offspring of the woman.
打伤了蛇的头。
You will crush the head of the serpent.
因为我得到救赎了。
And then I have salvation.
你说为什么不打死他，却打伤他呢？
Why does he not kill the serpent?
因为时间还没有到。
Because the time is not up.
所以蛇，你打他尾巴没有用的。
It is not right to just crush the tail.
击伤他的头以后呢？
You are to crush the head.
尾巴在那摇摇摇摇。
And the serpent's tail will still move.
不必怕的。
But don't be afraid.
头已经伤了。
The head has been crushed.
都已经被他击败了。
And he has been defeated.
只等耶稣基督再来。
Until Jesus come again.
完全的得胜自由。
And he will die completely.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.